Happy Wednesday, happy hump day. It's a special day. So how was your week, Kev?
I need to hit the lottery so I don't have to go to work no more.
Don't we all?
No, just me. I need to hit the lottery.
I think we all need to hit the freaking lottery. I know this year I am definitely stepping my game up. Bump this. My goal is to retire at 50.
Good luck.
I got a lot of work to do in 5 years. No, 4 years. I got a lot of work to do. Lots of work to do. Well, my week was okay. I went to mediation on Friday.
How'd that go?
It actually went well. It went well. We agreed on everything, and I didn't want to run him through the ringer because we both got to live. And he's a good man, though. I mean, it was me that wanted this divorce, but he just beat me to the punch. We actually did try to work on it, but I just don't want to be married. So I mean, this is all me. So I mean, it wouldn't be right for me to want the divorce when he didn't, you know, he never cheated on me or none of that mess, for me to just take everything from him. So I just walked away.
Who's getting the house?
He's going to get the house, but I was thinking about, you know, making him get me a house, but I don't have those type of, I'm not a needy person, in other words. I'm not needy. Like, I don't need him to do anything but to take care of his kids. That's it. That's all I want.
Fair enough.
And I know he's going to do that because he's a good father. Like I said, I wanted this divorce. I just didn't want to be married to him any longer. This stuff that happened between a marriage, I just wanted to be free. That's it.
Shit happens. Move on.
So, yeah. Moving on. Moving on along. So, the Super Bowl, what was your team?
My team sat on the couch and watched them play.
What?
I'm a New York Giants fan. I didn't have a dog in that fight.
Oh, because I don't watch football, so I don't know. I didn't know what was going on. I usually look at the Super Bowl for commercials. So I don't know. But yeah. Wait, who won?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, well, congratulations to you. You're the Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Do you know where Kansas City is at?
Missouri?
Okay. I just wanted to see if it was, you know, because I saw what the president tweeted and he made me rethink shit. Like, hold up.
Kansas City. It doesn't even sound... It's what, Kansas? I hate to sound dumb, but Kansas.
He said...
Is Kansas a state? Kansas is a state, right?
Yeah.
So he thought it was in Kansas.
He said the state of Kansas. God.
Do you think that's a fake? No, I think somebody would be really stupid to create a fake. What is it, Twitter, that he'd be on so much?
Yeah, Twitter account.
Man, is that really him, you think? Be saying that dumb shit? Yeah. I'm not on Twitter, but I think I seen that. But,
He has made Twitter popular as fuck.
Wow. I'm like, Kansas. But Kansas is a state, though, right?
Yeah, but Kansas City is not in fucking Kansas. Missouri.
I've heard of it before, so Kansas City, Missouri. But I wouldn't thought of saying Kansas City, Kansas. That don't even sound right.
He doesn't sound right. But moving on.
he need to hurry up and get out of there.
I swear to God, if black people, oh my God. I don't understand how black people can turn out in record numbers when Obama was elected, and we just did not show up and let this orange hair clown pop in. Like, what the what?
I guess they didn't think that it was going to make a difference, but so, I definitely vote.
Of course, of course. I understand. I'm just saying, like, I hope my peoples, because we can stand in line for some sneakers. We can stand in line for some hair bundles. We can stand in line for Black Friday.
Hair bundles, Black Friday. People still stand in line for them? Well, let me stop because I did at
I'm about to say, man,
Bath and Body Works.
Body Works had that sale on their candles. Stop acting like you don't. You fake ass bougie acting, low ass.
Listen, I don't go shopping. I only go to one store. That's it. That's the only store I go to. I don't do any shopping. So okay. Every year I go to that one store, and Victoria's Secret, now they're back. So I've been going to Victoria's Secret, and I just stock up on my candles, my lotion, scents. That's it. I don't go to no other store.
You said Victoria's Secret is back. Where the fuck did they go? Pardon my language.
They used to sell their sprays and lotions really cheap. They got that love spell potion that I love. But then some years ago, they just stopped. It's like it wasn't $5 no more. So I'm like, well, I'm going where the $5 lotions at and $3 lotions. So I stopped going. And then last year, it was $5. I got me some love spell too. So I can't wait to put it on my dresser. All of this stuff still in the bags. I can't wait to just put it all on my new bathroom counter. Yes, and burn them candles. I'm not burning them candles in this house right now.
You don't mind me asking, what new counter?
In my new house. I have to move. So, when? But I'm going to move out like in the springtime. So, that's going to give me enough time to get situated, I guess. I mean, I haven't paid what mortgage in over 15 years, so it's like I gotta jump back into that.
Ooh.
Crazy. But I'm gonna be all right. But the Super Bowl, real quick, you know where the 2021 Super Bowl gonna be?
I have no clue.
It's gonna be in Tampa.
Back in Florida again?
Yep, Tampa, Florida.
Damn, Florida just killing it.
Yeah, man. And we got this new Superdome here in Atlanta. Why we ain't getting nothing?
But you know what? Yeah, yeah, you already did.
I don't remember. Gosh, that's how bad.
I think y'all was beating the brakes off the Patriots.
Man, I don't remember. I am Listen. So out the loop.
Okay, so you don't remember? Let me put it to you like this.
To the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Let me put it to you like this. Atlanta Falcons was a effing embarrassment to the Super Bowl. I think y'all had a 20-something point lead over the Patriots. And y'all allowed them to come back and win the damn game.
And that happened here? In Atlanta?
Atlanta was the joke for a year or two after that. People was leaving the Super Bowl party because they swept and down Atlanta won.
Wow.
Only to get home and find out that y'all blew it.
Wow.
Okay, what's next? Because I got all the jokes in the world for that.
Interesting. And I don't remember none of that. I'm so out the loop. So out the loop here in Atlanta. But what's going on? Tax season.
I just want a camera.
A what? A camera?
Yeah.
You know, my tax man is really good. He's more than a tax man. I would have to say this person is like an accountant. I don't have his information, but he is so good. Like, he'll come over to the house, he'll sit down, and he'll take our information and make it work. Like, if I need to file two kids, if I need to file one, if we need to file single, if we need to file together, but he'll sit there and work it, and he'll maximize my money. So yeah, and if you like me, I work at home, so he includes a lot of stuff, but he's, I don't want to say he's cheap, but you get what you pay for. But dang it, y'all, if y'all interested or whatever, he's here. But you know, he's worldwide, he could work anywhere. Just hit me up on Facebook or leave a message on the podcast message center, in a group, just something. I gotta get an email for this, but I'll talk about it in a minute. But yeah, if y'all want his information, because I don't have it, but yeah, he's great.
I can't wait to see the skinny dudes with the fat girls.
That's already going on now.
Oh, yeah. You started in December.
Yeah.
And you woo them up until they get that check. That's when everybody in the family going to have matching Jordans.
Man, I just want to say this, y'all. Don't spend all your money. Take a portion and start a side hustle. Invest. It's so much stuff. And I'm going to say this. A lot of you people out there, I don't know if you're listening to this podcast or not, but y'all be on Facebook 24/7. And if you're not making no money on Facebook, you need to learn how.
I think the funniest thing I've seen this week, this one young lady, she's on Facebook and she says, "I move in silence."
You can't on Facebook.
Listen, I spit my drink out as I read it. Because I just told somebody that knows her, I said, "Yo, Blase Blase just be on Facebook too fucking
24/7.
Much. If she sneezes, she puts it on Facebook. If she's upset, if she's upset about something, it's on Facebook. Yo, whatever's on her mind, it's on Facebook.
Yeah.
But she puts, "I move in silence." What?
Silence is silence.
I don't think they know what that shit means.
What the fuck? I hate that. It's some people I had to delete because I'm just tired of y'all. Like, it's like, you know what? Those are the people I'm looking for. I need y'all. So I'm going to give y'all a job, okay? Just if you on Facebook 24/7 and you don't got no job, please hit me up, because I got some stuff going on, this podcast as well, and I need you to advertise for me. Since you talk all the time, I need you to advertise my products, and I will pay you. So hit me up. Hit me up. Power, power, power. Now, I know you didn't see the supposedly last episode.
Yeah, I have.
I just don't think that's the right one. I don't think that's the real episode. I think it's just the fake. I think it's fake.
I don't want to say that because I don't want nobody to listen to it and I'm going to ruin it for them. So I'm going to just leave that alone. Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say nothing either, but the creator of the show said that it leaked. So she made like some other phony endings to it as well. So I don't know about that. I'll just wait. It didn't come on Sunday because of the Super Bowl, but I'm just gonna wait until. But it makes no sense for that individual to do it when everyone thinks so. I think it's gonna have a twist.
It's whatever.
Shoot, he might have committed suicide for all we damn know.
You know what? I'm a drug test your little monkey ass. I swear for God, man.
It's gonna have a twist, I'm telling you. The whatever, person that everybody think it is, that whatever. Ain't the person.
Whatever,
I can put some money on it too.
Okay. How was your birthday?
Yes, that's today. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Yeah, it's today. And oh yeah, thank you so much for coming to my birthday dinner, my pre-birthday dinner I had over the weekend in Charleston. How did you, well, you didn't eat. You just came in, you bought rounds. We had more free rounds. Thanks for the drinks. Thanks for coming. Thanks for everything. Thank you. Thank you.
You are more than welcome.
Okay. I just want to say this. For all the people that are still in my life for all these 46 years, I want to thank y'all too, because you know how, like, when you and somebody stop talking and then the person always blame the other person?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ain't like that. I know I'm difficult to deal with. So I have caused a lot of breakups and friendships because of my mouth and because of how I am. And it's just me. I'm just difficult to deal with. So if you guys deal with me today, thank y'all. Like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I owe y'all. I'm difficult. You think I'm a difficult person to deal with?
You are so fucking retarded, man.
You've known me for a long time. I mean, other than being retarded, I'm a nice person now. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm just crazy. And I like to see my friends win. That's all. And if you acting stupid, or you're going to hear about it, you know, I'm just real. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm real. And I don't do that fake mess. If you phony and whatnot, then that shit ain't gonna work. So I don't know. Like my saying is reason, season, lifetime. I stick to that. Reason, season, lifetime. That's it. So hey. Thank y'all. Thank you for coming out to my dinner. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So I sent you three pictures. I don't think you remember that was taken at your birthday.
Oh my gosh. So
yo.
Oh, you know, I really don't know how many drinks I had. They were just coming from left to right till I just had to start refusing them. Because I had so many, but I had Hennessy on the rocks and I woke up fine that next morning, like nothing, no hangover. I'm like, really? And then I had all those shots. And I had to get back on the road, so I was shocked.
How was the drive?
It was okay. I kind of like talking on the phone the whole time so time could go by. So, I mean, I've been doing this drive for over 20 years, so it's nothing now. But it's okay. It was okay.
I miss my little 3.5-hour drive to Atlanta.
3.5? You must be doing 90. 90 miles an hour.
If I can, I'm at 100.
And what is, it's this certain area in Telefaro County. Man, if y'all come in that county, and that's like between, I want to say between Augusta and
the police, yeah.
Atlanta. Yeah, it's like before you get to Augusta, probably about 45 minutes before you get to Augusta, coming from Atlanta. But coming from South Carolina here, it's probably like 45 minutes after you get out of Augusta. Telefaro County, something, Telefaro, I don't know, but police, y'all better slow down up in there. You better drop it to 65.
Listen, I was speeding so bad over there. He cursed me out like I stole something.
You know what county I'm talking about?
Yeah, hell yeah. And then this is what he told me. I'm lucky that he has to be somewhere. Otherwise, he would lock my black ass up.
What?
Yo.
Ooh, Jesus was on your side because them cops do not play in that damn listen, county.
And you could tell he had to be somewhere. Like, he literally had to be somewhere. The ticket was like $400.
Oh, yeah. Georgia will get you for that. And now that super speed and shit, an extra $150. Oh, God. You get that like 3 months later.
And then here's the thing. He didn't take no points, but he... all. The ticket almost came up to like the high end of the 400. It was damn near almost close to $500.
Yeah, they don't play, man. I think they give you the max.
I said, fuck, take a point or two. Cut down the price. But then I was like, you know what? I ain't even tripping. And it was funny because he caught me on the way to Atlanta. Now, if he'd have caught me on the way coming back from Atlanta, I'd be...
And then how bad is that? You on your way to Atlanta, you got a ticket. I know that then fucked up the day, the weekend. I'll be like, God damn.
It was funny. We was like, when I tell you it was hilarious, listen, I've never seen.
He was laughing with you.
No, my partner was laughing with me. We've never seen a cop that pissed. I mean, you could tell.
His face red.
What? He wanted to body slam my ass.
Get out the car now, sir.
I was just too cool for him.
Boy, them blue lights. My gosh. That shit.
I told my partner, I said, we've been dealing with blue lights all our damn lives. You a jackass if you don't know how to talk to these clowns.
Man, I just be like, give me my fucking ticket so I can go. I know I was goddamn speeding, goddamn it.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
Yeah. Shit.
Because I was going faster than you.
I don't be wasting no time. Sometimes I even speed off.
So I said, listen, I said, hey, am I going to get a ticket if I use the bathroom? Because I got to pee really bad. He's like, I don't give a fuck.
You was trying to be an asshole. That's what the fuck you was trying to be.
Because he had to go somewhere and he cursed at me. He said, I don't give a fuck. He got in his shit. He peeled it.
The car was bleeping on his end.
I was like, wow.
Man, God. I don't sit there and try to negotiate. I just be like, give me my fucking ticket. So I could fucking go. And I might just speed the fuck off if they get in an attitude. If they nice, then I'll apologize. I'm sorry, I won't do it no more. And then, you know, I'll look in my rear view and push freaking 85 again or something. But I got kids now, so I just be doing 80.
Let's slow your monkey ass down.
But when I'm by myself, about 90-ish. Yeah, about 90.
I can't even talk, man. I gotta learn to slow down. I'm gonna get me a hoopty so I don't go fast.
That shit ain't gonna work.
Cause this truck I got, I stay in the wind.
I would too. What is the new Volvo truck? Man, shit. I gotta get me something new now. I didn't.
But I like the. I like the Benz.
Yeah. But I've had it for a while now, and whew, that was my travel car, boy. That car gets me to where, and it still does, gets me to wherever I need to be. I don't gotta rent shit.
You got some miles on that motherfucker. I know you do.
Yes, because I just ride the fuck out. That's what a car is for, to ride.
What are you like, 150, 150,000 miles?
Shoot, I don't even know.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
I would say, yo, sell me the car, but
Well, I do take it's in car. What is it, Carfax? Because I take my shit to the dealer. So everything that I've got,
what year is that?
Service, it's in the system. So whoever I don't think I'll ever sell it. That car is a 15.
Does your little emblem on your grill lights up?
It does.
I said, these motherfuckers are fancy. Yo, back to your dinner. Your peoples are hilarious, man. Your peoples from Somerville.
And you know, Kevin, now we interviewed some of these people at my dinner. Like, you didn't realize who Lynn motherfucking Barry was.
No, did not. Had no didn't clue. Realize.
Well, Kelia, she was going to interview with us, but she didn't. Renee was supposed to have been there, so you didn't meet her. I know you wanted to meet her, but we interviewed
her flam ass. Renee, I know you're going to be listening to this podcast.
Shout out to Renee.
Shout out to your flam ass.
I can't even be mad at Renee because ever since I've known her, you know, she be planning some good shit and then she won't show up. And I'm like, God damn, she didn't plan this shit. And she like, but that's okay. That's okay. I still love Renee.
Shout out to your parents for having such strong ass genes, man. I saw up and down your niece was your sister.
Kim. Or your daughter. Shout out to Kim. She listens. She listens and she'll be waiting for us tomorrow. Hey, Kim. But yeah, that's my oldest sister. I have three sisters. That's my oldest sister's daughter. She's the oldest granddaughter. And I think she's 30. I don't even know how old my oldest niece is. I think she's 30.
And I know she doesn't know what the In Club means, but I told her, I said, you remind me of Sheila back in the In Club days. And she really? Was like, huh? What? Yup.
You think we look alike? Now, you know what? If you think me and her look like, you need to see my other niece. I think she looks more like me than her own mama. I'm going to send you a picture of her.
I was about to say, let me see a picture because I swear to God. What's her name? Kim? A picture Kim was at the dinner? That's your niece,
yeah,
the oldest.
Kim was at the dinner, but my
listen to me. Deja? You pull up one of them pictures from the In Club days.
Oh my gosh. You don't want to see them things. Do you even still have your pictures from the In Club days?
You want me to send you one?
Oh my God. That means yes, you do.
Yes, I got a bunch of them.
You talking about the Polaroid ones?
Yep.
You got some damn Polaroid shits from the damn In Club.
I got some Polaroids from the In Club, the Diplomat, Palladium, Kilimanjaro.
Why I don't remember Killer Man? Everyone was like Killer. They called it Killer Man, but how come I don't remember that spot?
And I got one even older than that. I got a picture from the spot called Classics.
I never heard of that mess. What the hell is that?
Classics.
Yeah.
Classic was like you couldn't get in with the sagging jeans and shit like
Classics.
That. Yeah.
That must have been around for like a little while because I never heard of them.
You had to be on your grown man shit to get in.
Classics. And you had to dress the par?
Yeah, you had to.
Wow. Never heard of it. Where was it at?
On Dorchester Road. It was like right up the street from where Stanley Steemers is at now. It's a little event place now. You can rent the building and throw parties. My cousin.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I know what you... It was real big, right?
I thought it was, but when I went to shout out to my cousin, Nicole Ravenel. She had her 50th birthday party there. And I was like, damn, I was under the impression that this place was huge at one point. But
don't you have to, like, bring in your own stuff to decorate it and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, I went there on my 40th, and I looked around, but it was just too much for me to bring in and decorate, so that's when I went to the other spot around the corner. I do remember that place. Is it still there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was okay. Well, Deja is the pic I just sent you of my other niece, but you met my younger sister that was there. And did you know this is our 10th episode? And you know this is the end of season one, right?
Did not.
And season two, I'm going to change the name. You know what it's going to be?
What's that?
It's going to be Let's Talk About It with Sheila and Kev. Now, do you want Kev or Kevin?
I'm too old for that other shit. My name is Kevin.
All right. Well, yes, y'all. This is the end of season one. So I definitely want to hear feedback, like good or bad, happy, sad. I don't know. Because when I started this, I mean, I don't know what made me start this, but I know at that point, I know why I wanted to start it. I just wanted to get some things off my mind because around that time, my best friend passed away and I was just home, just crying. And I'm like, I just need to be busy doing something. So, started a podcast.
You could have started smoking meth.
I could have, Kev.
Or a little bit of crack.
Yeah, and it probably would make me lose weight.
Yeah.
I probably would still consider it.
Mm-hmm. A little crack. You're gonna lose some weight. You're gonna lose a lot of weight.
I might just mix it in my smoothies.
You're gonna lose the weight of that damn car. Yeah.
A crack smoothie.
You're gonna. You ain't gonna have that Mercedes. That Mercedes is going to be on 4 spare tires.
Oh my gosh. Let me stop playing with these folks because it's people out there that's listening to me. They're checking me out on here. And I don't know, y'all. I'm drug free. I'm too stingy to spend my money on freaking drugs. Needless to say, I hate spending my money on alcohol. It burns me to go to that liquor store and buy a bottle of Hennessy. So.
You still drinking Hennessy?
Yeah, I started back.
Jesus.
Because I wake up perfectly fine. And you know what I mixed it with over the weekend? Mango punch.
Mango punch.
Yep. It was good. I just don't drink it with Coke. Like, Coke is just so blah, blah, blah now. So I mix it with mango juice or either fresh strawberries and shake it up.
Oh, not to get off the subject of alcohol. I'm looking at these wonderful pictures from your birthday dinner. Shout out to your brother-in-law, B, Brian. You got me wanting to go get a note.
Yeah. I think so, too. That's God big damn.
My note shit is like
I was like, what the fuck is this? A laptop? Like a miniature laptop? I need something like that because I swear.
It looks
I
like a tablet.
I take care of all my business on my phone. And this little tiny ass fucking phone, I had to turn it face down. A fucking X. Had to turn this shit face down because his shit was putting the iPhones in shame.
His shit looked like a tablet.
Yeah. That shit was bad as fuck.
Yeah, it was. Then with the remote control camera button pens, like, yo.
Oh, yeah. Because it was snapping. Why is it snapping? I'm not ready.
Yo, you look like old people hold electronics.
I couldn't really see, man. I hope I don't need glasses.
Somebody do something with this. It keeps taking pictures by itself.
Oh, gosh. I'm like, would you stop? What's going on? Like, but yeah. I wonder how much that phone cost, though. I could do both. But I only got the iPhone because of the FaceTime. That's it.
Is that it?
They don't take the best pictures no more, obviously.
No, the new 11. Is it the 11?
Now you can tell, like, if somebody go on our page and look at them pictures, just know the dark pictures is from my phone, and them clear ass pictures is either from Brian's phone or Lynn's phone, because my shit had looked stupid. But goddamn. But yeah, this is the end of season one. Next week we're gonna have a new season, a new name, and of course a new thumbnail picture. So everything is gonna be updated. But I just remembered when I started this, and I'm like, oh my god, what am I gonna talk about? Like, okay. So I just started asking friends. And I asked you, I asked Lenore was another guest. I asked Shauna. Lenore was with us for a good little while, but, you know, work got in the way. So I left it alone. Shauna, I thought she was going to come and, you know, because Kevin, are you Facebook friends with her?
With who?
With Shauna Neal. She was our guest. She was one of our previous guests.
Shauna?
You got to be Facebook friends with her, because the same energy she have on Facebook, I was hoping she'd put it on the podcast. But she be having me cracking up on her. I'm gonna send you her information to be her friend on Facebook, because what she does is exposes her family.
What?
On Facebook. Yes, she exposes her family members, because I could talk about it because she does on Facebook. It's not like I'm talking behind her back or whatever. But shout out to Shauna if she's listening. But she was molested by her stepfather growing up. And her mother is a pastor. They're just, you know, religious people, and they have never apologized. They never talked about, took her to counseling. They just try to sweep it up under the rug. Until this day, it affects her. So for everyone that has done her wrong, like in her past, she's bringing it to light and she's talking about it. And Facebook is her platform to put out those family members that people just look up to, godly people, these godly people. So yeah, man, I mean, it's deep, but it's funny at the same time. But I get it. I mean, I think if I was, you know, if I had her type of background, I think I would do the same thing. I would expose my family for doing such a thing. Oof. But she be having me cracking up at the same time. You know, she's over it because she's, you know, older and grown now, but she be having me cracking up, and I wanted her to have that same energy on here. But maybe, you know,
did we interview her?
Yeah, we did.
What the hell were we talking about?
She was the one that was talking about, like, we was talking about cheating, and she had she cheated on her boyfriend.
Shauna from Greenville.
From Greenville, right?
Oh.
If you're not her Facebook friend, you need Shauna Neal. S H A W N A Neal. N E A L.
Shauna Neal. Let us see.
Hilarious. Hilarious. We had Lil Jack. You remember Lil Jack?
Yeah.
I think he has a song coming out now. It's gonna be on the radio. I don't wanna look up the song, but wish him the best with his BET performance.
That's right. He's going out to LA.
LA, yeah. It was fun interviewing him because he was young. So we had the experience of listening to, like, someone that's younger than us out in the field per se, versus, you know, new school, old school, new school, pretty much.
Yeah, big ups to Lil Jack doing your thing and chasing your
old
dream.
School, new, yeah, so he got some new stuff coming out. So he just not talking about it. He's actually doing it. So, and T-Link, the comedian, I think he has a show coming up this month. So good luck with that. I'm gonna try to make it to one of. We should, you know, try, I'm gonna get some more information and spread it, share it with the group, and if Jack has anything, he can share it as well. And our Facebook group I'm talking about is Let's Talk About It podcast on Facebook. So yeah, y'all join. We talked about credit repair business. Y'all better get y'all credit together, man. Let me just say this. Next season, I'm going to have to bring in some, you know, experts, professionals. Not saying that the people we had weren't experts, professionals, but I'm going to have to bring some different types of people in. I was thinking about some realtors. I could also educate you guys on, you know, side hustles like drop shipping, more credit repair, blah, blah, blah. Y'all need to buy a house. I'm telling you, at least make that a goal in your life. It's so, so important to, it's a lot of benefits you could get out owning versus renting, because you throwing money away, man, and you can build equity. I'm just saying, it just has a lot of beneficial reasons to purchase. Stop renting. If you've been in your place over 10, 15, 20 years, your house could have been damn near paid off. You could have built up equity. You could have pulled out cash when you need it instead of, you know, asking for GoFundMes when something happens to the household, you know, to someone in your family or whatnot. Invest in real estate, y'all. I mean, I sold some land like about a year ago, and I'm still living off of that money. Still living off that money. And this was about a year ago. Sold some land, and we were sitting on that land. That land was passed down to us. We sat on that land for, that land has been in our family for, shoot, I'm what, 46? That land been in our family for over 46 years.
And y'all sold it?
Yeah. They've been trying to buy that land. It's over there off of that new Nexton Highway. They've been trying to buy that. Not putting nobody in my business, but I'm just saying, it is real estate. You can't go wrong. I don't care if you buy a shack. Hold it. Invest in real estate. Take your tax money. I can't tell you how to spend your money, but I know some good realtors out here. I used to be a realtor. You know, I've bought and flipped properties. I made a lot of money, and I want to get back into it. So it's a good feel, man. You know, we could talk about, I know in this season we talked about relationships, sex, family, but we gonna talk to y'all about how to get this money on season 2.
How to get this money.
That's right. How to get it. How to get it. 2020, let's get it.
2020, let's get this money.
And you know, I was also thinking about a contest. What do you think about that?
What kind of contest?
We could do like a contest where we could ask like 10 questions from season 1 to see if people were listening, and whoever get all the questions right, it's going to be like a question from each episode you can answer. They'll win some money.
Okay, you do your concert later. Listen, ladies who are listening, I want y'all to get in touch with me. I want to know, have you ever slept with your sister's boyfriend or man, or have you ever thought about it? I need to
know. Wasn't this was this asked before?
Wow. What?
I think this, you need to post that in the group. I think that was, you know, why was I thinking about that? It was something like that posted in the group. Do you even be paying attention to the posts?
I do.
Because people be talking and it be funny, but it's just real. That's why we got this podcast, because we're talking about it. And we're not going to shun you or shame you. Because believe me, I mean, I've done some crazy shit in my lifetime. So I mean, it's like the pot calling the kettle black.
You still doing crazy shit, and then you blame it on alcohol and have no recollection of the shit you did. What? Stop that.
I don't.
Oh, my God.
Well, now that I drink alcohol, I'm not driving drunk any longer. Did I tell you about that one time I was so drunk I woke up in a parking lot with the heat blasting? This was in my 20s. God, I think God look out for babies and fools. I was a straight fool. Used to look out for my ass.
Yeah, that's what they say. He looks out for babies and fools.
Babies and fools, because I was a straight fool.
Yep. You and me both. You and me both.
Man, I woke up. I blacked out behind the wheel, and I woke up. I was in a parking lot. My heat was blasting.
Shit.
And I was safe. And I looked around. The car was still on, and I just pulled off so slowly, and I just went home. And was like, what the fuck was that about?
Shit happened. Oh my God.
But you know what we really need to talk about on these upcoming episodes? We really need to talk about mental health. I'm going to
not just mental health, but we need to talk about why are people so scared of being tested for HIV.
I mean, that too. But I mean, nobody wants to find out that, well, they don't have a cure for it, but they have medicines that will prolong it. But I guess nobody wants to hear that. It's like finding out you got cancer or something.
You don't want to know that neither?
I mean, I go to the doctor and get tested. I know I don't have it. But I'm saying it's like finding out you have cancer or something. Like, I actually went to the doctor because I've been in the health field, and I've worked in that. So I see people from all walks of life with the disease. Fine guys, girls, couples, married couples, you know, gay men, straight men. I've seen all the walks of life of it. And I have friends that are living with it, but I would never ever put out their business. I've even gone to the doctor with one of my friends with it, and just to watch them, you know, react when the doctor is confirming that yes, you have it, it's fucked up. So I get it. But yeah, I mean, if you're out there like that, then yeah, you definitely need to know. But we could talk about that too. Shoot, we could talk to people with it.
Season 2. We're going to talk about everything under the sun.
Yeah, we're going to get down to it. But mental health, yes, because you know what I'm starting to see now? Are you saying we shouldn't talk about mental health? Because I think we should.
I'm saying there's nothing that we shouldn't talk about. There's no boundaries to. We're talking about everything. We're talking about it all.
Well, I'm starting to see people coming out on Facebook about their mental health issues. And it's something that you can't tread lightly anymore.
I just read something by a young lady that I'm friends with on the book. Her name is blah, 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 blah. And she said after her... she posted a picture, and in the first picture, she had a beer gut. She was like 270.
She had a what?
A beer gut. Looked like a beer gut.
Okay.
She said she was like 270. She said she got this way after her divorce, and she just went through this state of depression where she didn't even want to brush her. She went days without brushing her teeth or getting out the bed.
So I guess the two go together. Depression could lead into mental health. I'm not an expert, but I'm going to bring somebody
I'm not neither, but she said, she wrote this on the book, and she said that she spoke with her psychiatrist, told her that she should get a job so she can get in the habit of getting up every morning, you know? Anyway, fast forward to now. Yo, this lady, six pack looks like an eight pack, and it looked like it was chiseled.
Now, did she lose that from just stress, you think? Or she said, actually got herself together?
She said she got her shit together and started taking her frustration and stuff out on the gym.
In the gym, yeah.
In the gym, and the gym was her motivation. And now it looks like, by looking at her pictures now, it looks like she's found love again. She's in the best shape ever. I mean, listen, she's got a body that a lot of women strive or would pay to have. I mean, it's bananas. It's bananas. And if you're listening, you know I'm talking about you. Shout out to you, because you're a strong woman. Hell yeah.
It's a lot of people out there that needs help. Like, I, back then, I just used to think that something was wrong with that person. Like, well, go out and have a drink or something. Take your mind off stuff. It's not that easy.
It's, listen, you can't, and I don't want to sound mean for saying this, but it's almost as if you can't really help someone until they're ready to be helped.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know how to. So, but it's so many people out there that's screaming for help, because my best friend, he committed suicide and I didn't know how to help him. I would reach out to other friends, and I know some of my friends, well, some of these people feel bad to this day because they never reached out to him. But I didn't know what to do and how to handle it. But I didn't know it was that serious until now, and I'm starting to like hear people talk about it, and they need help. And it's like, I think we need to talk about it and bring an expert on here to reach out and touch those people, because I don't know what to tell you. You know, I mean, when I stress out, I just go pick something to drink or go shopping.
Well, what we're gonna do is get somebody that knows something about it, and not only just that, we're gonna get somebody that come on and talk about finances, because that's another thing that like Black people really need to hear and talk about.
Yeah, I have someone for that too.
Finances, because for some reason, our brothers and sisters just don't want to talk about the money that's coming in and the money that's going out,
right?
And what they need to do and what they need to stop doing. Like, listen, we got to get our shit together. And people, I'm being honest with y'all.
Right. And you know,
the car, it doesn't make no sense to have a $40,000, $50,000, and $60,000 vehicle parked in front of an apartment.
Apartment, right. And that falls back on real estate and money. Yeah.
That makes no damn sense whatsoever.
They all go together. And you know, there's a 50-30, what is it, 50-30-20 rule out there? That's how you should spend your money, how you should split it up. So yeah, we do need, I got somebody that I am going to holler at. She's on Facebook. I'm going to get in touch with her, because she gives some good information out on Instagram. So I'm not going to bring up her name right now, but I want to talk to her first to see if it's okay. And then we could bring her on the show, because that's her specialty, finance. So,
yeah, we're going to talk about it all. The new second season coming up. Can't wait.
Yeah, we're going to really, really help you guys out there. That
and we got to get together and do a live broadcast. Live on Facebook from somewhere.
You know what I was thinking about? I think her name is Courtney. I don't know why I want to say Courtney Love, but I wouldn't mind like hooking up with her and talking to her about how we could host our podcast out of her spot. I think she's co-owner in Vibe or something. I don't know,
but okay.
I'm hearing a lot of people saying that.
Her name is not Courtney Love, so I'm ready.
I don't know why I'm thinking. I don't know.
You know who Courtney Love is?
No.
Courtney Love was married to Kurt Cobain.
To who?
To the guy from the famous rock group who committed suicide.
Man,
Kurt Cobain.
But you know who I'm talking about in Charleston, right?
What you're talking name? About Courtney the poet.
Oh, okay. I don't know. But I want to talk to her. It's some people that I want to meet too in Charleston that are doing their thing too now. So.
Okay. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah. All right.
You said her name's Courtney what? Oh, Courtney the poet.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me write that down. Not Courtney Love.
Courtney Love's a white girl, man.
Courtney Love. Anyway, this season two, finance, mental health.
You still got me on here for 50-something minutes. Bye.
Oh, okay. We gotta go. See how do we just be talking time, just be slipping by?
Yes, I gotta go.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening to us. You know how to reach us on Facebook. Let's Talk About It podcast. Credit Repair, help me repair my credit @gmail.com. If you have any other questions, y'all know how to get in touch with me. If you don't, you can still reach out to me on Facebook. Call at us on Facebook. This is a wrap for season one. We want to thank everyone that we interviewed with. Thank you, Kevin, for sticking with me this long. Thank you so, so much.
You are more than welcome, my friend.
Thank you for sticking with me so long. I'm going to do something. And happy birthday to me again.
Happy birthday.
Next week, y'all, season two. This is a wrap for season one. So thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week now. It's just a new season. That's it.
All right.
So, peace out, y'all.